Forgiving Others, Part 5. When it comes to forgiving another person, what does it mean and what does it not mean? When it comes to forgiving other people, what does it mean and what does it not mean? Let's start with what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean what they have done to us is okay. It doesn't mean we tolerate bad behavior. It doesn't mean that we excuse them and say, oh, that's okay, it doesn't matter. No, if they've done something wrong and it's something serious and it's hurt you and it's a sinful action on their part, no, that matters. It doesn't mean that we forget, you know, forgive and forget. No, that's a lie. We don't deny our memories. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that we have to have a complete, total restoration of our relationship. As mentioned earlier, sometimes trust needs to be earned back. Now, depending on what has been done, I mean, if it's a small offense, well, that's different. But when we're talking something major, again, that rises to a level of a crime or a serious breach in trust, no, trust, is earned. And sometimes the people that we are going to forgive have no intention of changing their life. And they might have the same intention of hurting us again because they might not care. So in that case, a boundary needs to be drawn. So forgiveness also does not deny sometimes we need a healthy boundary. And so you can't cross this area of my life, you can't come into this area of my life anymore. That's okay. Unfortunately, in a fallen world, sometimes that's necessary. Forgiveness also does not mean that we deny restitution. Now, what does that mean? Well, for example, if somebody steals your TV, get it back if you can. Don't say, oh, that's okay, I'm Christian, I forgive you, I turned a cheek, take my TV and here's the keys for my car and my house as well. No, that's not okay. It does not mean we become a walking mat for people to walk over us. In fact, I think that when we truly stand in forgiveness, we become stronger than ever before. Also, forgiving another person does not mean we have to deny the justice of the land or the laws of the land. If a law has been broken when a crime has been committed against you, it's good and just for the person who's committed the crime to have a consequence. We have order in our society because of that. If we remove that, well, chaos will erupt because we live in a fallen world. A great example of that would be Pope John Paul II, May 13th, 1981. What's happening? He's cruising St. Peter's Square in his Popemobile. And as he's going through the crowds, a man pulls out a gun and shoots him at point blank range, tried to kill him. The footage has him slumping down. The Popemobile takes off to the hospital. JP2 narrowly escapes death. And 2 years later, what does he do? He goes to the jail where they have the would-be assassin. And he sits down and has a conversation with him. He's sitting there. His would-be assassin's across from him. And they're chatting. And in that conversation, Pope John Paul II forgave the man who tried to kill him. He did not ask for the man to be released from jail. This man remained in jail for about 20 years. And so if a crime has been committed, it's okay for justice, for the law of the land to play out. That's good. And that is just. So what does forgiveness mean? It means this: I release you from the pain you have caused me. It takes the scorecard that has been keeping track of the offense and rips it up. It goes to the chalkboard and where it has all the IOUs recorded and takes and erases it. It releases the person from the debt of pain they have caused you, and you just give up the right of revenge. You say, I'm not going to collect on that anymore. I let it go. Again, it doesn't mean what they've done is right. I just want to add a qualifier. If somebody hurts you and sins against you, I'm not suggesting that you go up to them and say in the face, I release you from the pain you have caused me. You will get more pain if you do that. No, this is not about blaming them. This is not even about confronting them. This is about dealing with our own sin. Because I don't think I mentioned this yet. unforgiveness is a sinful response to another person's sin. And so it's not about confronting them, it's about dealing with our own response, our own sin. Recap, what does forgiveness mean? Choosing to release them from the debt of pain they have caused you. Choosing to no longer keep score. Choosing to give up the right of revenge. Choosing to no longer hold the past against them. Choosing to tell Jesus you do forgive them as He has forgiven you. Choosing to be willing to say, I forgive you, if they ask for forgiveness. Choosing to forgive, even if they don't apologize, show remorse, or are sorry. So where do we go from here? Well, we have to forgive. We have to take action. Otherwise, this is all just theoretical. It doesn't make a difference. And that is our next video.